And we're going to bring you an update on those Washington debt talks in a moment as talk centres on a looming deal. But first, a new album of the week, of course, on this Monday morning, Tim Ritchie with some blues and roots from coastal Victoria. Tell us about this, Tim. Who's Luke Watt?
Luke Watt is a lad who's brought up in Warrnambool, and he liked playing guitar, slide guitar, and so he did do that and found his way into playing with people who are 20 years his senior in that community, in that area, and managed to play like Port Fairy along with people like Jeff Lang, and has honed his skills, and then he was seen and captured and put out an album. And that album, he got a bit seduced by the opportunity of being in a grand studio where there is the ability to have overdubs and more production. He put out that album. He was happy with it, but it wasn't really
him.
A little bit fancy. This follow-up album, his second album, is called Hill End Ruin. And in it, he's gone to a Queenscliff in Victoria, Queenscliff Yacht Club, him and this drummer, and they just went in there and they recorded it live to tape, no overdubs. So it is rootsy roots, and it is charming, beautiful, and I think that you'll find this song, which is entitled A Good Hand, will make you stomp your feet, as you can hear there, and smile.
He sits himself on down, then he eyes off.
Lad Luke Watt. Tim, I like it.
It's a very charming album. The name of the album is Hill and Ruin, Luke Watt, and that Queenscliff Yacht Club recording, he says you can really hear the earthiness of it, and on some of the tracks you just hear noises that you're going, that's not in a studio, because there are creaks and groans and things, and adds to the charm. So it's just him and Danny McKenna, who's a very, very good blues drummer.
Not many more charming places than Queenscliff either. Thanks very much. We'll play some more through the week of Luke Watt, Hill and Ruin.